Hey everybody, it's Paul. I'm in the car and I want to chat with you for a few minutes here in this audio boo about a concept called message fatigue. It's something that I'm trying to figure out what to do with, make sense of in my business, and I thought I'd give you guys a little insight into where I'm going and, you know, gosh darn it, ask for your thoughts on the process as well. Okay, here's the situation. It is now socially acceptable to miss a message. It is now socially acceptable to not respond to a message that somebody else sent to you. It's fine to say, I'm sorry, I missed that one. You know, that happens everything from a sales transaction, to a marketing message, and all the way to simple things like family meals and get-togethers during the holiday season. Oh, I'm sorry, I missed the Facebook situation that you changed the time, or I didn't catch your voicemail, or I didn't take in the email or the tweet or however it is you choose to communicate with family members. Yesterday, somebody I'm working with on a project I've been working with for a while, during my sacred Sunday afternoon nap, texted me during my Sunday afternoon nap to tell me that there was an email on the way, and not only was there an email on the way, but there were three of them because she wasn't quite sure which email address to send it to. Messaging fatigue, we see it everywhere. It's huge. It's tremendous. What do we do with this? And it's not just, what do we do with this on a marketing standpoint? Some people are like, if they don't listen to one message, the chances are good they'll listen to 10, so I'll send them 10. Well, if everybody starts sending 10 messages, there'll be 10 times as much noise for us to deal with, and the problem's only going to get worse. So what do we do with this? How do we function, in a world where it's just no longer required, expected, understood, whatever the term is that we're looking for here, that people are going to consume the message that you have sent. Now, I want to stress that this is not just a marketing issue. This is a customer issue. This is a personal issue. This is a political issue. I had a customer who I had sent several messages about a product purchased, where to access the product, how to get the information, the product. Messages had come both through email and through voicemail, and the customer missed them and admitted to missing them, said, oh, I'm sorry, I just had so many voicemails, I ignored them, and the message didn't come. Yes, in some ways, the customer's fault. But in some ways, my fault, because, I have to deal with the fact that, we're in a different communication space. So in this audio boo, I want to ask, A, what are you doing about message fatigue? How are you dealing with this fact? B, what do you think we should be doing about this fact? C, how big of an issue is this? Is there an answer here? Is there something we can do? Because if we're seeing it, we're realizing it, and the only thing is a message escalation process that, overwhelms us to the point of message Armageddon, that's not good. If I'm the only one seeing it, then maybe I need to just, go back to farming or something. Not that I ever really was a farmer, but you get the idea. What do we do with this? How do we deal with this? Message fatigue. You're probably at paulcolligan.com. I'll leave a comment there. If you're at my Postgres site or my audio boo site or whatnot, you can head up to Paul Colligan as well or leave messages there. They will eventually get to me. I do what I can not to be subject to message fatigue, although it is a very real issue. All right, guys. Love to hear what you think about this issue. Talk to you soon. Bye.